A new short documentary out on Monday takes a tour of Taranaki, a side of the province that many people won't have seen. Province, district, same thing? Dunno. The stops on this tour aren't your regular tourist traps. They're fracking sites.
The tours that we run is an opportunity to show people what the industry looks like. And that is basically going around and showing them the sites that are here that are not obvious from the main road, that are not on the tourist maps, but are definitely here in our community affecting people that live here. And so that gives us an opportunity to make sure people understand that there is a cost to living in Taranaki that is unseen by the rest of New Zealand.
Joining me now is director and editor of A Fracking Tour of Taranaki, Ethan Alderson-Hughes. Hi, Ethan.
Well, kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora. Whose voice was that we heard in the trailer to your film?
Well, that's the tour guide. That's Sarah Roberts.
And how did you come across her?
Well, I just finished up making a short doco about Ihu Matau, and I guess I was pretty eager to move on to something new, and climate is something I'm pretty interested in. And a friend of mine had told me about this tour he'd been on to well sites in Taranaki. I think that's a version of your classic tourist attraction. It's pretty interesting to me. And a pretty interesting vehicle for activism as well. And so I got in contact with Sarah Roberts through that. And I guess it was on from there, really.
Did you know much about fracking before making the film?
Yeah, to a degree. I knew it was going on. I didn't know to what extent it was going on in our country, of course.
Can you tell people what it is, for people who haven't come across it before?
Yeah, so fracking is hydraulic fracturing, and it's a process of pumping a slurry underground at a pressure that's high enough to crack open rocks and then extract the fossil fuels that are stored within them. But, fracking is just one part of a life cycle of fossil gas, which... you know, ends with us as the end user, and that at every point of that life cycle, emissions occur.
Yeah, what shocked you when you, if anything, or what surprised you when you got a bit closer to this tour and found out what was involved in fracking?
Yeah, well, probably just the dichotomy of the Taranaki region in general. You know, you've got these like beautiful vistas, but they're undercut by industrialization. And I guess once you know what to look for there and how to recognize those signifiers of the industry, then you really do start to see it absolutely everywhere. And I guess particularly as an Aucklander, like I didn't know what any of it really looked like. And I certainly didn't know what it was like to live next to it. And so, I mean, that was jarring in general, but I guess equally surprising was also just a lot of the locals we met in Taranaki also didn't really know that fracking was something that was going on in their community.
Yeah. What do you hope people get out of watching the film?
I hope that we offer some solutions to a degree. I think Sarah sums it up pretty nicely towards the end of the film. That the solutions lie within the community itself. That, you know, oil and gas, it needs us to operate as much as I guess we've been told that we need them. And I get, you know, this is exemplified by one of the stops on the tour. We stop in Parihaka, and Parihaka actually established itself a frack-free zone, and so Parihaka has been taken out of any future block offers in the area. And we spent some time in the Papakainga there, and we saw the gardens they established, and we got to hear the aspirations they have for the community there. And, you know, so there are solutions there, and this speaks to Indigenous-led solutions, the power of Indigenous knowledge in the climate space. And we also need to remember that gas is a finite resource, so it's good to look to these communities that are already getting out of the hole the industry has and are also thriving in the process.
Great, Ethan. Where can people watch it on Monday?
Yeah, so on Monday it drops on RNZ.
Great. I'll give people a heads up there so they can find it. We're out of time. Nice to chat to you. Ethan Alderson-Hughes, A Fracking Tour of Taranaki.